It's all rain,
Thank you.
And you just heard the Masada String Trio performing Songs of John Zorn. And this is from his many-volume compilation, A Book of Angels. This one is A Book of Angels, Volume 2, Azazel. And it was track 10 of the same name. And before that, you heard Steve Reich, It's Gonna Rain, Part 1. I'm going to play a couple of more tunes. I have time for two more. The first is going to be Jeffrey Ryan's Quantum Mechanics album. And this is going to be track 6, Still Point. This was released on the Center Discs label in 2006. And to finish off the program, I wanted to play a little John Cage. Of course, this is a program which derives its name from John Cage and his famous composition, 433. I'm going to play for you music for Marcel Duchamp from 1947, featuring Stephen Drury on the piano, and this is from the CD called In a Landscape. And I wanted to thank you for tuning in once again to hear a little bit of a retrospective of what happened on the show this fall and winter. And if you have any questions about the show, please don't hesitate to contact me at theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com or visit the website theoryofhappiness.com and click on the tab 433. I wanted to also wish you a very happy holiday season, and I wanted to thank you very much for listening. I will be back January 12th with renewed strength and energy to play some excellent new music for you.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
One campus, one station, over 40 live broadcasts. Tune in every weekend as CITR provides live coverage of UBC varsity sports. With over 40 live internet and radio broadcasts in men's and women's hockey, basketball, and volleyball, CITR is your voice for Thunderbird athletics.
Our next broadcasts are on Friday, January 10th and Saturday, January 11th. tune in to 101.9 FM for a Friday basketball doubleheader as the UBC men's and women's basketball teams take on the University of Alberta. Broadcast starts at 6 p.m. for the women's game and 8 p.m. for the men's game. Both Thunderbird squads will be back in action Saturday night as the men's and women's basketball teams take on the University of Saskatchewan. CITR coverage will begin at 5 p.m. for the women's game and 7 p.m. for the men's game. All games will be broadcast live on 101.9 FM CITR.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power Science World for over 75 years. This PowerSmart play brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taken to the streets.
he was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR. Catch Exploding Head Movies Mondays at 7.
CLO 7621, take 1, 12 days. Call it. Call it back. Sorry, boys, it's on me. CLO 7621, take 2, 12 days.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a slap.
On the second day of Christmas,
what's going on here?
Hold it, boy. I'm sorry. I was late on that.
It's not right.
Boy, I'll say. Get your thumb out of your butt. What are you trying to do here?
We're going
to
be here all day with this guy.
Even though that sounded a little dour, it is still tied to the holiday season, as it were. So from their 2004 album, Bows and Arrows, that was The Walkman with No Christmas While I'm Talking. And that album actually does feature two other holiday, I'm going to put that in quotes, related songs. One talking about the North Pole, another one talking about New Year's Eve. Of course, we probably know it best as the album that had perhaps their biggest hit, The Rat. But part of the reason that was played is that it was in the past couple of weeks that the five men in The Walkman announced that they were taking what they deemed an extreme hiatus. Which kind of makes sense, because the past few albums, the members had sort of lived in scattered locations, as I recall, New York, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. So what they've indicated at this point is that they aren't breaking up. Mostly just have other priorities. I believe other music is lined up, but maybe they're a little bit being more upfront about the idea of reunions and things like that. But they had a good 10-12 year run. Sad that we won't hear any new music from them in the near future, but as usual, we'll see how things go. And in the background, this is the soulful strings of a 1968 album called The Magic of Christmas. And this is Merry Christmas, Baby. So, good evening. You're now listening to Exploding Head Movies, which is your cinematically inspired program here found on UBC's festive community radio station, CITR 101.9 on the FM dial here in Vancouver in the lower mainland of British Columbia. We're broadcast here 590 watts out of UBC campus at the western point of civilization. For those of you elsewhere, you can listen live on the web at www.citr.ca. Or if not, perchance you might be listening to this as a podcast once it becomes that kind of thing. My name is Gak, and I'll be keeping all the jingle bells in a shelf somewhere safely for the next couple hours. Although, the songs that you will hear may prove otherwise. Phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. For those of you listening live, if you're listening not live, you can call in and then try to figure out who you just called. But otherwise, you can email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com, in case you do not have a phone. So that set started off with a little bit of Eddie Gorodetsky and Billy West. Comes off a 1990 compilation called Christmas Party with Eddie G. A little bit of a Three Stooges riff called Late Slap. And we're actually listening to a couple nuggets from that out-of-print album along through the rest of the show. So Gorodetsky, or Eddie G as it were, used to write for SCTV, Saturday Night Live, and David Letterman. Now, probably best known for writing for shows like Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory, but his music knowledge is quite extensive. If you remember Bob Dylan's radio show, The Theme Hour, that ran for 4 years on satellite radio, Eddie G was the producer for that, using a lot of his music collection for it. So, does know his music. And apparently he releases little Christmas compilations for his friends. Much in the same way that I try to do every year. So yes, this is the annual holiday episode here on Exploding Head Movies. Year 6, as it were. So for the next 2 hours, yeah. Sort of alternative holiday music. Counter to the usual mainstream carols that you hear. And towards the end of the show, we're going to listen to something I hope to be a modern holiday classic. Even though it's basically an old radio play, as it were. So as the silver strings fade out here, because we have a little bit of a treat lined up for you, which kind of harkens back to days of yore. Specifically, the first Exploding Head Movies. Actually, then it was Radio Free Gak, which is why I have that email address. We did play something that was commemorating then the 30th anniversary of a Beatles Christmas record, but... Or 40th? Yes, 40. I know numbers. So, we're going to actually go back 50 years here to the Beatles' first Christmas album, handily called the Beatles Christmas Album. And this was something that the boys, the lads from Liverpool, the Scousers as they were, released to their fans. It actually appeared as a FlexiDisc 7-inch, just one of those little thin things that you'd find sometimes in like the NME or National Geographic or otherwise. And not really withstanding too long exposure of playing and whatnot. But yes, it was something that they treated to their fans because all the fans were complaining that they weren't answering their letters at the time. So, this was scripted by their PR person, Tony Barrow, and the entire thing was scripted that way, and as you'll hear, they gently mock it, and eventually
If you're a big Beatles fan, you realize that towards the end, they started ditching the scripts as the years went by. But this is when they were in the height of their fandom. And for those of you keen on Beatles, there's a recent documentary that talks about their well-esteemed... It is. Frida. Our friend Frida. She gets a shout-out here, and that's actually the name of the documentary about their quite young at the time press secretary. So, from 1963... This is going to be the Beatles with their Christmas album, their first one, here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Good King Wenceslas, last look out on the feast of Stephen, as the slow ray round about, deep and crispy, brightly showed the boot last night on the musty cruel, Henry Hall and David Lloyd, Betty Grable too.
Hello, this is John speaking with his voice. We're all very happy to be able to talk to you like this on this little bit of plastic. This record reaches you at the end of a really gear year for us, and it's all due to you. When we made our first record on Parlophone towards the end of 1962, we hoped everybody would like what we'd already been our type of music for several years already. But we had no idea of all the gear things in store for us. It all happened, really, when Please Please Me became a number one hit, and after that, well, Court of Blimey's Heather No. Our biggest thrill of the year, well, I suppose it must have been topping the bill at the London Palladium, and then, only a couple of days later, being invited to take part in the Royal Variety Show. This time last year, we were all dead chuffed because Love Me Do got into the top 20, and we can't believe, really, that so many things have happened in between already. Just before I pass you over to Paul, I'd like to say thank you to all the Beatle people who have written to me during the year, and everyone who sent me gifts and cards for my birthday, which I'm trying to forget, in October. I'd love to reply personally to everyone, but I just haven't enough pens. In the meantime, Gary Crimble to you, Gary Mimble to you, Getty Babel, dear Christmas, happy birthday, me too.
This is Paul here. Everything that John said goes for me too, especially the bit about birthday cards and the parcels, because all our homes and offices got stacks of mail last June. Ow! Well, it was my birthday. Anyway, we're all dead pleased by the way you've treated us in 1963, and we'll try to do everything we can to please you with the type of songs we write and record next year. Oh, yeah, somebody asked us if we still like Jelly Babies. Well, we used to like them, in fact, we loved them, and we said so in one of the papers, you see. Ever since then, we've been getting them in boxes, packets and crates. Anyway, we've gone right off Jelly Babies, you see. But we still like Peppermint Creams and Chocolate Drops and Dolly Mitchell's and all those sort of things, don't we?
Yes, yes, oh yes.
Well, lots of people asked us what we enjoy best, you see. Concerts and television or recording. We like doing stage shows because, it's, you know, it's great to hear an audience enjoying themselves. But the thing we like best, I think so anyway, is going into the recording studio.
Yeah, lovely. We enjoy that.
Love
very
that,
kindly.
To make new records, which is what we've been doing all day before we started on this special message. Well, what we like to hear most is one of our songs, you know, taking shape in a recording studio, one of the ones what John and I have written. And then listening to the tapes afterwards to hear how it all worked out, you see. Well, I'm running over my time and people are telling me to stop.
Like, stop, Ringo, stop! 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 Stop shouting
so,
those animals!
I'll finish now with it. Wishing everyone happy Crimble and a Merry New Year, and especially all the ones who paid the subscription.
Ja, das wird und Dankeschön und den Christbund even. Ja, den Christbund either schon. Ja, das wird wunderschön, boy.
Dankeschön. Ja, Ringo.
Hello, Ringo here. As you know, I was the last member to join the Beatles. I started to play drums in the group 1962. I've been a couple of other groups.
Oh, just wish the people merry, happy. Go on for Christmas. Christmas.
Merry Happy New Year, and folks, Happy Christmas, and may everything you wish be granted.
Singers Wenceslas, King Wenceslas.
King Wenceslas.
Well, good King Wenceslas, last look down on the feast of Stephen, when the snow was on the ground, deep and crisp and even.
Thank you, Ringo. Thank you, Ringo. We'll phone you. I'm George Harrison. Nobody else has said anything yet about our fan club secretaries, Anne Collingham and Betty, you know, Rose. Not to mention Frida Kelly in Liverpool.
Get out, Frida!
So on behalf of us all, I'd just like to say a great big thank you to Anne, Bettina and Frieda for all the hard work they've done. And we just hope you can go on pleasing you for a long time. Because it's your reaction to our records that really matters. And I'd just like to say, brightly was the shone that night, though the winter cruel, when a pork pie came inside, gathering winter cruel.
No grain day had a very shiny nose when everybody told him.
Mickey
the red nosed negro had a very shiny nose. Merry Christmas, everybody!
The Urban Renewal Project is 1 year strong. Come join us for our anniversary party on December 17th at the Cobalt, showcasing Canadian hip-hop, R&B artists JC Subliminal, Family Compact, Black Ace, Baby C, B Diamond, and Don Castro. The concert will be broadcasted live from 10 p.m. till midnight on 101.9 FM. On December 17th, experience the best of Canadian hip-hop at the Cobalt. For more information, check out Facebook, The Urb. See you there!
Thank you.
I knew a girl. We tried to walk across the lake. Of course it was winter, when all this was ice. That's a hell of a thing to do, you know. They say the lake is as big as the ocean. I wonder if she knew about it.
Going back to 1981, that was Yoko Ono with the re-edit of Walking on Thin Ice. I think it appears on one of those No New Wave compilations that were Disco Not Disco, I believe, through Soul Jazz in 2000. And Walking on Thin Ice was Yoko Ono's big hit, but part of that was due to an unfortunate aftermath thing, since this was the last piece of music that John Lennon had worked on. And it was actually recorded the day that he was shot outside his apartment, to the point he was carrying the master tapes. Chapman. Sean killed him that December 8th, 1980. And of course, before that, we heard the Beatles. In the time when they were getting along, and they were merry, and they were youthful kids and playful. Still a little bit sarcastic and whatnot, and that was from 1963, the Beatles' first Christmas record. Eventually it was released in 1964 to North America, and over time they've been assembled into a compilation, all, at least seven of them. They didn't record one in 1970 when they broke up, but the past few of the Beatles' Christmas records definitely were sounded like they were recorded separately, because they weren't getting along, but very experimental, kind of cool to listen to. So perhaps as the years go by, we'll be listening to the other 50th anniversaries of those records when they come out. You know, the background here, this is Weird Tapes with a little bit of a 2008 wonder. This is simply just called Christmas Break here. So I know it's exam time right now here on UBC campus. I still see a couple dazed faces. Everyone's cramming what they can, but otherwise things are slowly quieting down here. But this should be a good solid week here at the station. And we'll see what kind of proper program we have lined up. But coming up, get a little bit of some wonderful female voices here with some alternate kind of Christmas music. We're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on UBC Campus Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR and the Vancouver web scene, Van Music, present 3 nights a week of awesome music from both local and touring bands. Check out Tune Up Tuesdays and Showcase Thursdays at Displaced Hashery at 3293 West 4th Avenue, where bands come to jam for a chance to win some great prizes. And don't forget the Indie Pop Vancouver series, happening every Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. Be sure to come out and support live music.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
2 pokes in the eye.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What the hell was that? Let me hear them eye pokes.
Here they come.
What the hell are those? You call those eye pokes?
That's close enough. Let's get on with this already.
I've been poking you in the eyes how long now?
Gotta be 25, 30 years.
Well, I ought to know a good eye poke when I hear one. And that's gotta be the worst damn eye poke I ever heard.
Sounded okay to me.
Hey, we're not filming a Hollywood epic here. It's just a crappy little Christmas record.
Oh, that's just fine. Screw the audience, right?
I didn't mean that.
Could we order out for some sandwiches? It's past me.
Yourself a merry little Christmas, have it while you can, 'cause the scientists predict another record level year. It will be warm enough outside for all the birds to stay right here, and without the migratory paths we won't know where to go. 'Cause next year we'll learn to celebrate without the snow. Money for dough.
That was the Minor Birds, going back to 2010 as a little bit of a single that came out before their debut album, What We Lose in the Fire, We Gain in the Flood. That was All I Want Is Truth for Christmas. Some of the topics that were involved there, of course, deals with climate warning. And one thing that did sort of kind of circulate through the news was the fact that there was snow on the pyramids of Giza. And this would be the first snowfall that was seen in Egypt in 112 years. Say what you will about the climate, that ain't exactly normal, but the deserts do get cold at night, no matter where you go, whether it's the Sahara or whatnot. And before that, we heard a little bit more of Eddie Gorodetsky and Billy West riffing on the Stooges there with Eye Pokes from the 1990 album Christmas Party with Eddie G. Striking It Rich is the label where it was released, but out of print. The background, this is The Avalanches, but not The Avalanches we know from Australia. This is actually a surf rock band going back to 1963's album Ski Surfing. This is their take on Winter Wonderland. And of all things on bass, it's the guy who was in Bread, David Gates. Up next, Jody Glenham in two forms. Local singer-songwriter. She's about to release her first EP called Dreamer, which was recorded in Red Rocket Studios in Los Angeles. That should be ready in 2014, although I think pre-orders are available through Bandcamp. And there's actually a bit of a 7-inch single teasing up towards it with the song Dreamer. But we're actually going to go back to 2011 off of the Light Organ Records, great local label. Their compilation for the season was called With Bells On. So we're going to listen to little Jody Glenham here with a little Christmas list. Fa-la-la. We'll follow up with a supergroup of hers.
On who I am. What the fuck, man? F***ing prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. F***ing coward. You're a f***ing hater. F*** out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you f***ing idiot. You f***ing with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
From last year, released in the midst of the summer, that was Pleasure Cruise with Till the Summer, and that's an act that features, I'm going to say, Quinn Amore there on some instrument, I believe the bass, but that vocals there by Jody Glenham, and we heard her before, on her own as it were, with Christmas List Fa La La La, and that's off the 2011 compilation With Bells On, through the Light Organ label, and if you do listen to CITR regularly, which is the call letters to the station you are currently listening to, Fridays, 11 to noon, Dorothy hosts Stereo Blues, and she had an interview recently with Glenham, talking in advance of her debut EP, Dreamer, which should be coming out January 2014, I believe in lavender form as well, too, for the first couple pressings. In the background here, it is a short version of The Little Drummer Boy done by the act Lindstrom. And this was something that he released in the midst of a collaboration album with Christabel back in 2009. But I'm saying this is a short version because the original version goes for 40 minutes. Which, a lot of times with Christmas carols, they feel like they go that long. But thankfully, we will not be going that long in this case, mostly because I do actually have a shortened edit of it, but we're not going to hear the entire thing from that, but Lindstrom, mischievous Scandinavian. Speaking of Scandinavia, coming up shortly, we'll have a couple Finnish carols coming up, thanks to a local artist. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. Do keep your eggnog handy. You may be needing it, along with some other stuff.
The UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips. Yeah.
Fellas, let's try it once more without the music.
Oh, without the music.
Five more slaps.
Well,
maybe it should come in sooner.
What do you want, Harmony? Right.
Maybe I should sing it myself.
Maybe you should.
Maybe.
Five more slaps.
For what? For what are we doing
right.
this?
For practice.
Sing your note again.
I don't want to sing the
Let
note
Let me just hear
again.
Your note.
Just sing the note.
I'm tired of that note. Five more slaps.
You whistled on that.
Five more slaps.
Wrong.
Five more slaps.
Can we take a break,
fellas? I
gotta
call Mabel.
Good little Finnish Christmas carol there. That was Gelarissa with Jolun Gallot, or Christmas Bells as it's in Finn. And this actually comes off a 2005 recording that she had done prior to being in the local act Piano. And this is the alias, before I forget, Gelarissa is Larissa Louva. And this was originally part of a 2005 unreleased album called Lumihankala, which basically talks about snowbanks. And Mint Records kind of said it was unreleased, but thanks to some fantastic connections like Sheena and actually Larissa herself, in 2010 this came out, and I've been kind of sprinkling it throughout various holiday shows here on Exploding Head Movies. So we're actually going to listen to three more distinctive Finnish hymns, but I'd be remiss to say in the background a little bit of Finnish music here from a Finnish film. This is Jukka Linkola with The Forest, or Metsä, from the film The Snow Queen, and this can be found on a 1998 compilation called Music from the Forests through Finlandia Records. And Joulu is Finnish for Christmas, referring to Yule. So the names of Christmas are tied to the old pagan techniques and whatnot. Christmas is actually celebrated Christmas Eve, when the presents are open then. And one of the important things that you need to do is go to the cemetery and light a candle for your relatives or ancestors that you are no longer able to celebrate Christmas with. But we'll have a triple shot here of Joulu Laulut by Kellarissa. So from Lumi Hankala, we're going to start off with something that refers to actually an old French hymn that was translated to Finnish. Translates as Between the Ox and the Donkey. So here we are in the manger. This is going to be Henkile Harki and Kaukalon. And then we'll listen to two other Finnish classics here by Kellarissa.
Thank you.
So we have three finished carols there by Gelorissa, off of an unreleased album recorded in 2005, Lumi Hankalas. We start out with Hengele Harkien Kaukalon, Between the Ox and the Donkey. Then we heard Engeli Taivan, or Angel in Heaven. And then we close with Kunyoluon, When Christmas Happens. Gelorissa right now is, her current project is being one half of Fake Tears, along with Elisha. And for the past year or so, they've been playing many a gig downtown, so hopefully you had a chance to catch them. You know, the background here, from the Contagion soundtrack in 2011, this is Cliff Martinez with Merry Christmas. Definitely more ominous sounding, since it ties into viruses and things like that. Otherwise, we're going to change gears extremely here with the next set here, starting off with Run the Jewels, collaboration between LP and Killer Mike. And they released a mixtape this year, self-titled, quality stuff. And as evidenced by this song title, some listener discretion is advised because some of the language is going to be vile. This is Run the Jewels with a Christmas fucking miracle here on Exploding Head Movies. Miracles happen all the time.
On Atlantic, never looked both ways, ran in traffic. Pops went away, but I stayed vagrant. Place where the steel and cement became nature. Love what you did with the place, it looks gorgeous. Cityscape with a flood of good men courses. And the dreamers of bull trapped in porcelain. Take a knee to the gods and get horseshit. Wanna live with a thrill, they'll arrange it. Got a bevy of imps to spit hatred. Shit'll get in your head and cause panic. Have you desperately begging to get famous? Get your dignity dirty and left orphaned. Sanity on the fringe of distorted. Who are they to just take shit and hoard it? Who am I that I don't get my portion? The most impressionable minds get molested and informed by manipulating forces. Don't fret, little man, don't cry. They can never take the energy inside you were born with. Knowing that, understand you can never be poor. You already won the war, you were born rich. You can only take the energy you have. Going back to the realm where the home of your lord is. Whoever, whatever that lord is. Couldn't give a fuck if you ever made fortunes. Fuck anyone ever trying to run that bump shit. Send it to the flames where the orcs live. Him and the lost minds thinking they're smarter than us. Don't understand love's important. And we can weaponize that. Bring them back to the truth where the ashes and dust got formed in.
The beat breaks and your teeth break. Keeping canines embedded in my knuckles as a keepsake. It was seeing your veneers, just mere souvenirs falling out your mouth and onto the landscape. Me and LP do the secret handshake. Then I pummel punch a pumpkin head park in his pimple face till he punch drunk cause he's sweet as a pound cake. Any pussy might, yeah, I'll say. Into the wild, wild style, ghetto child running wild. Where the lions in the aisle stay. The powers to be, even off of the reprise, told us they'll take us out if we bow to our knee. But they can give that to the kings and the queens and the worshipers of idols and followers of things. Cause I would rather be in the jungle with the savages. Killer be killed and I'm working with the average. My professor emeritus say we been cursed being brought to the Americas. How you raise a whole human single parent, no marriages, no sense of heritage. Planned Parenthood helping plan miscarriages, but I'm lucky mommy already had a narrative. Product of a teenage love, my arrogance derives from the pride and the job my parents did. Name Mike, I was told it was godlike, even dance with the devil came out alright. Okay, honor y'all, no way, still spell America with the triple K. Word up to Spice One at O'Shea, and any MC kicking what I go through. Real rap, my last line so true, rest in peace to Pimp C. You can move too.